Inside the Lab, Babcock Wilcox. Watercolor by Ceferino Olivet, 1953. Text by Amaya Barrena Garcia. There she is, a woman in orphan times with no feminism. There she is, probably Maria Angeles Gutierrez, the director of the Babcock Wilcox Lab, and not of a kitchen, wearing a lab coat and not a housewife's apron. With an air of independence and blisters in her spirits from the work it took to get it. She is looking through a microscope and not through the thread of a needle, or with her eyes stuck to a pan or a mop. She studies the properties of nature. She is the woman who did not want to learn recipes as a mantra to become a good wife. A woman in a world ruled by masculinity. She has an electric brain, and a man will not control her voltage. She researches in a place that looks onto poverty, needs, and a future that promises to improve, and a teenage city in constant change. She explores miniature iron through a lens. She researches what properties need to be reduced, and what other minerals it can be linked to in order to, with a small change, make the same material that is used to build unbreakable chains, as heavy as elephants, become the seed to build a plane, as light in the sky. She studies stones because she knows they are essential building paths. She is also aware of how she will be remembered. Most times, female talent is only recognized by an anonymous name, or by the name of the male that was close when the discovery was made. But she does not mind. She will stay stuck to her microscope, hunched towards progress. She is a book in times when others were not allowed to read. She is a revolution in itself. And she is the engine for the next one.